That was the music of Hua Yanjun, The Moon Reflected in Air Kwan, former TSO principal viola Tung Lee in that recording. You're listening to Sunday Night at the TSO. I'm Kathleen Kajioka. Well, this Wednesday's new moon marks the Chinese New Year. And in honor of the Year of the Snake, the TSO is mounting their annual Lunar New Year celebration on February 8th. Roy Thompson Hall will be resounding with a captivating blend of classic and festive favorites. And leading it all for her second year in a row is conductor Naomi Wu. Naomi, welcome back to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Hi, Kathleen. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great that you're going to be back conducting this program, but let's just talk about the year that you've had since we spoke to you last. 2024 was a big year for you, I understand. What are some of your highlights?
Well, I'd say the biggest one was that I started my term as music director of the National Youth Orchestra of Canada. And so with the National Youth Orchestra of Canada, we had just a wonderful summer touring all the way from Ontario to we finished our tour in Calgary. And so we had a great time together, and I learned a lot from working with these young people who are just spectacular musicians and people. I think the future of classical music in Canada is very, very bright. And now I'm already gearing up for another summer next year.
That is fantastic. What's it like to work with those young musicians as opposed to the seasoned professionals?
Well, obviously, there's lots of differences. I really see conducting young people and working with young musicians as a great opportunity and a big responsibility. Young people at that stage often were playing music that they've never played before. Often this is the largest orchestra they've played in terms of size. And so helping them get used to and understand what that takes, how to properly listen to each other, the responsibility is in not just setting them up to play really excellent music, for really, really excellent musicianship, but also setting a tone for what the orchestral community can look and feel like. Orchestras have a history of toxic practices, especially from conductors. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to make sure that we set a rehearsal tone that was collaborative and positive while still maintaining the highest levels of excellence. And I feel like you really did that.
Well, yeah, the NYO, I mean, it is a longstanding and treasured institution in this country. It sounds like it's in great hands. The Lunar New Year is what we're here to talk to you about specifically because you're going to be conducting the Year of the Snake, a Lunar New Year celebration. Let's talk about the Lunar New Year itself. There are all kinds of people around the globe celebrating. It's now like a cultural tentpole. But what does this holiday mean to you personally?
Well, I grew up celebrating Lunar New Year with my family. My favorite way of celebrating when I was a kid is my parents would always get us an entirely new set of clothing. So we'd clean the house extremely methodically before the New Year to get all of the bad luck out. But on New Year's Day itself, no cleaning allowed because you don't want to sweep away all of the auspicious things that the New Year has brought. And you wear a full set of new clothes to be ready for all of the luck that's coming to you. And that is a really fond memory for me of my childhood. Often we all had matching outfits. It was very cute.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Well, you're going to be celebrating with the TSO for your second year in a row. Actually, how did it go last year? How did it feel to be part of this celebration?
Oh, last year we had so much fun. I think my favorite part of the Lunar New Year concert with the Toronto Symphony last year was the response of the audience. We just had such tremendous enthusiasm from the audience, and it felt like a really mixed group of people. Many people who don't typically come to the symphony coming out for this special occasion, but then other regular symphony goers thinking, why not try something new? There were, Chinese dancing and listen to music that they wouldn't normally listen to. And so I love that coming together. To me, that's what orchestras are all about, is bringing people together.
What excites you most about performing this celebration of the Year of the Snake this year?
Well, this year we have some really special guests, so that's especially what I'm looking forward to. First of all, we are bringing back the fabulous Dashan, who last year narrated a very beautiful ancient Chinese poem. This year, narrating another ancient Chinese poem called The Ode to the Red Cliffs. But what's really exciting this year is that it's in a brand new arrangement. by a composer called Sean Moore. And so we're really looking forward to inaugurating this brand new piece with the orchestra. And then in addition to Dashan, the very, very exciting Wu Fei, who's just a fabulous guzheng player, is going to join us to play the Tandun Guzheng Concerto. And we've invited the violinist Stella Chen, who's just a great friend of mine, to join for the Butterfly Lovers Concerto. So old friends like Dashan and Stella and new friend Wu Fei, and I think it's just going to be a fabulous coming together of different people.
Have you had or experienced a collaboration with orchestra and guzheng before?
You know, funnily enough, I have.
And how does that work?
It's really interesting. The guzheng is such an interesting instrument because, you know, it was played by the academics and very, very solo. It's an instrument that's really designed to be played in small rooms by oneself. Obviously, that doesn't necessarily translate as well as you might expect for the orchestra. And so it does require a little bit of amplification, for example. And it requires having a conversation across different ways of working in disciplines. The last time I had the opportunity to play a concerto, to conduct a concerto for guzheng and orchestra was in the US. It was at Bard University with the orchestra now. And it was actually part of a guzheng festival organized by the US China Music Institute. And so it was really interesting in this context to learn more about the instrument. And, you know, I always find it so good for orchestras to work with people who come from other ways of working. So whether that's other forms of music making or other disciplines, because we can take for granted in the orchestra world the structures of how we work, how we rehearse, how much time we spend on things, you know, when we start, that kind of stuff, we take it for granted. And there's lots of reasons why we work the way we do. And I think it works extremely well. But I find it's always good to have your assumptions about how to work destabilized. When you work with someone who has a different kind of process from you, maybe reads music in a different kind of way, a different way of understanding and memorizing and learning music, I find that it helps us not take for granted the ways that we learn things and therefore understand them a bit differently.
In addition to this and what you have just said, what does a program like this or programs such as these mean for musical representation in Western orchestras?
Sure. I'm really excited that the Toronto Symphony is continuing their tradition of having a Lunar New Year concert, because I think this is really exciting to the Chinese community that I'm a part of and to other diasporic cultures that celebrate the Lunar New Year. I think it's a sign that the Toronto Symphony is invested in their traditions and celebrations and culture, especially when we incorporate so much music by composers from the Chinese diaspora in Canada and beyond. So that, I think, is extremely exciting. But what I really like about the program we've put together is a really wide variety of music. I just think that there's going to be something for everyone. So I hope that everyone feels like they might be welcome at the Lunar New Year concert, but also that they might find something fun and enjoyable. I will say, for example, that my husband, who is from Finland, told me it was his favorite concert of mine that he attended all year.
Oh, wow. Well, that is definitely a good review and an encouragement for everyone to come out. So again, that's February 8th at Roy Thompson Hall. Naomi Wu, thank you so much for joining us. And I should let you go because it's only 3 days away, the Lunar New Year, and you probably have some cleaning to do.
Thanks, Kathleen.
That was conductor Naomi Wu, who will be leading the TSO on February 8th in Year of the Snake, a Lunar New Year celebration. For tickets, go to tso.ca. Let's hear from one of the works in store on that program. This is from Hei Zhanhao's Butterfly Lovers Violin Concerto.